The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver, and I am joined alongside my good buddy here, Devin Ellington. Devin, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Doing just fine. This nice Saturday morning. Looking forward to some basketball over the weekend, and looking forward to making some picks here.
Great, great. We had a great night last night. We've been on a little bit of a run here this past week as well, so I'm excited to jump into the NBA and college basketball slate here on a beautiful Saturday morning, January 25th, 2020. It's 8 a.m. on the West Coast, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. So that means if you are listening to the podcast, please make sure to follow us along on our Twitter handles for any injury news, updates on bets, etc. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin is at DALE007. And you can follow our podcast Twitter as well at Hoopball Gaming. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a Hoopball presentation. That is hoop-ball.com. Go over to the website, check it out. Tons of great content. Before we jump into the slate, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors of the show, mybookie.ag. You know, it's a new year. I'm trying to make money. I know you are too. I say let's head over to mybookie.ag. You know, NBA, NFL, Premier League, they got it all. They've got the fastest payouts and best promotions and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on the podcast and pull them together in a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for any player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Once again, that promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y, to get your extra cash from MyBookie. You know, it's important that you Hoopballers let them know that we're sending you with the promo code. That's how we can all grow together. And even if you have another online sports book, throw a little money into MyBookie.ag because you always want to shop around for the best lines. For example, yesterday in the Milwaukee game, if you took the under, some books offer 219, some books offer 219 and a half. If you took under 219, you pushed. And if you got under 219 and a half, you won. So it's really important to have multiple books to look at. So go ahead, go over to mybookie.ag, throw in some cash there. They'll match your deposit 50% all the way up to $2,000. All you got to do is enter the promo code TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y. Let's bet. Let's win and let's get paid. And before we do that, before we jump in to try to win, get paid, okay, if you take a screenshot of your deposit with the free play, with your account with the free play in it, and you send it over to at Hoopball Gaming, we will enter you in a contest, in a drawing, to win your original deposit back up to $200 until Tuesday at 5 p.m. You have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to enter this contest. So go over to mybookie.ag, use the promo code today, take a screenshot with the free play in it, send it over to at Hoopball Gaming to enter the contest. All right, Devin, let's jump into Saturday's slate. What do we got on tap first?
So very first game is a Western Conference battle. We have the Dallas Mavericks on the road in Utah taking on the Jazz. I think this will be a very, very good matchup. It's a good game to get the slate going. And the spread is +4 for Dallas. 225.5 is locked in at the over-under. Well, I guess nothing's locked in until tip, but you know what I'm saying. So as far as injuries, Dwight Powell, we already know what happened. the Mavericks just made that trade for Willie Cauley-Stein. They sent a second-round pick to Golden State. I doubt he plays today. He's still going to get acclimated into the system. Utah's completely healthy. And as far as home records, Utah is 17-3 at home. A little overwhelming here. 28-6 is a favorite. 24-19-1 against the spread. And at home, they are 12-8. But Dallas is a good road team against the spread. They're 14-5-1. And equally so, they're 23-19-2 against the spread. So very, very close splits here. Dallas is coming off a run in their last six games of 4-1-1 against the spread. One thing I will say is Dallas has not done that great straight up against Utah in their last seven. They're 1-6. We know how hard it is to go to Utah and win. And Utah, they last month or so, they've just been on a complete heater. They're 7-1 against their last against the spread in their last eight games. And they've had some really good success against Dallas here recently. Obviously, a little bit of a different Dallas team this year. But, you know, right now I don't have a real favorable side to pick. I think it's going to be a great basketball game. Personally, I think I'm going to just want to enjoy this one. What say ye?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm really excited about this game, actually. It's probably my favorite game on the card to watch, maybe not from a betting perspective, but definitely to watch. So I'll be excited for that. You know, with Dwight Powell being out, it may skew this line just slightly. But I think that if I had to side here, I'm going to go with Dallas plus 4 on the road in Utah. I just think that Dallas's firepower is enough to stay hand-in-hand with the Utah Jazz, but it'll be a little difficult with Gobert in there, a little shorthanded on the, you know, down low for Dallas. But I think that Dallas can do a good enough job to stay in this, stay competitive, and I'm going to go with Dallas plus 4 against the Utah Jazz on the road.
All righty. So we'll pivot to the East Coast now. We've got the Brooklyn Nets on the road against the Detroit Pistons. And this spread is set at 2, Brooklyn laying the points. And the over-under is at 227.5. And as far as some injuries go, DeAndre Jordan is still out for Brooklyn. Detroit has listed Andre Drummond as questionable. He was a late scratch yesterday or the day before.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. He was probable, and then he was doubtful very quick and simultaneously.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this offline. I mean, I know it was one of my picks on the Twitter handle yesterday, but I think we talked about this offline between the two of us, and, you know, we kind of said, like, hey, you know, if Drummond doesn't play, this plus one's going to go away. So I grabbed the plus one with the Grizzlies early. It worked out in my favor. Drummond was ruled out, and the line went to Memphis minus 2, 2.5. I ended up putting a little bit more on the money line after I heard Drummond was out. So I grabbed plus one early. It was a good number. I took the money line minus 125 and 130. So it ended up working out. It was a close game, and I was lucky to escape that one.
Yeah, double and triple dip. That was a good one, you there. Yep. So Tony Snell, Luke Kennard, Bruce Brown. This is an extensive injury list for Detroit. But Brooklyn is 0-5 in their last five against the spread. However, they've had some good success against Detroit recently in their last 19. It's a large sample size. Obviously, rosters are a little different. But Brooklyn's 13-6 in their last 19 against Detroit. However, 0-6 in their last six games on the road. I'm probably going to punt this game just because Detroit's been so weird and finicky. Last night I was a little more confident in it because Memphis versus, you know, Brooklyn. Memphis has been showing us a little bit lately. You know, they've showed us what kind of talent that they have and that their coach is capable. So, you know, as far as this game, it's just a little bit ugly for me. Detroit is probably one of the worst, if not the worst, home against the spread teams. But Brooklyn's 7-13 on the road against the spread. So I'm not feeling any kind of way about this game. I can't really lock a side in, even on the over or under. So not sure what you were thinking, but this is a punt for me.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. This is a game where I'm not probably playing a side here. If I was going to look at anything, I'd probably look at the over of 227.5, maybe the over in the first half as well, or either, or I'm still looking at my numbers here, but yeah, it's really not a game I'm going to play here. Possibly the over, but, and possibly the Nets, with Detroit coming off a back-to-back and shorthanded. I do you think Drummond's going to play?
I think he probably will. You know, it's hard to tell. You know, it sounds weird, but with that mouth injury, you know, I've had like wisdom teeth and split lip and stuff before. And when you go and like try to run or your feet strike the ground, there's a lot of vibration that comes up and like just really hurts your mouth and your teeth. So he took a nasty shot a few nights ago, and it's, you know, these guys are professional athletes, but they still get hurt. So.
Yeah, they're still human beings. But actually, I'm going to retract my statement here. I think I might grab the plus two with Detroit for just a little bit of pizza money, not necessarily a full bet. And in hopes Drummond plays, line maybe moves to pick, so I get ahead of the line there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Detroit might be a small little play for me.
Yeah, you know, I like that angle. And then just to piggyback on your over, you know, just these teams alone recently, the over has gone over for Brooklyn in 4 of their last 5, and then for Detroit, 5 of their last 6. So they're trending in that specific way. And then these two teams specifically playing each other, you know, I feel like it's going to be just a whole bunch of back and forth, maybe a lack of defense. And yeah, so if I'm leaning somewhere, it's going to be that over. But I love your take on getting the points before Drummond's rolled in or out.
Yeah, but it comes down to, can these two bad teams put the biscuit in the basket? You know,
yes,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, it's only time will tell. We'll see when the game tips off. So don't want to spend too much more time on that game. What do we got next, Evan?
So we got a game that you and I talked offline about and that we both liked, and that's Chicago going on the road to take on the Cavaliers. And it's at plus 1.5 for Chicago right now, 214.5 is the over-under. I'm sure all of us know about the Laurie Markkanen news.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yesterday.
Very sad.
He was actually putting together a good, you know, couple of runs.
He was starting to warm up there.
Yeah. So I think that might be reflective of this line. I hope it's not the case of how the game went last night for the Bulls. I hope he doesn't have that big of an impact, because they just looked all out of sorts last night.
Whew, awful, 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 awful.
What, they score like 12 points in the fourth quarter, I think? Yeah, it was
bad. It was really bad.
It was
a joke. It was a joke of a performance. It wasn't one of my picks, but I gave it as a lean possibly for the Bulls to win minus 115.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. It wasn't part of the officials, but it was a lean, and they just did not show up against a trending downward Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy Hield killed him off the bench, and I'm glad I stuck with the first half play that I gave out of the under, or first quarter.
First quarter, yeah, that was good. That was good.
So, you know, but fool me once, leave it up to me, get fooled twice, or maybe another time. I'm going to go with the Bulls on the money line, or not the money line, I'm sorry, the spread here, plus 1.5. It's Cleveland we're talking about. I also like the first half under. They being the Bulls, their first half over under numbers, you know, they're 14-30-2 to the under. And 2-8 to the under in their last 10. And the Cavs are averaging right around 106.12 points per first half, and that's combining them and their opposing team's score there. And I got a first half over-under of 112, somewhere right around there. So I think that's a good play for me in this spot, but also I like the Bulls' money line. I did it again. The Bulls spread, plus 1.5.
All good, all good. So I'm going to give you a couple numbers, and then I'm going to give you my pick. We're not going to spend too much time on this one. It is my favorite play of the day, though, okay? And I think you know where I'm going with this. Bulls on a back-to-back are 4-3 against the spread, and Cleveland as a home favorite are 0-5. That is, oh, guys, let me repeat. Cleveland as a home favorite, 0-5 against the spread. And we're going to use my favorite line, and I'm glad to do it every single time I'm on them. Give me the Bulls plus 1.5 on the road in Cleveland, and hopefully this Lauri Markkanen thing is not that big of a deal.
I can't believe Cleveland's been a favorite 5 times.
Yeah, it's really insane.
All right, so we both like the Bulls on that one. We're going to pivot over to the Thunder taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Thunder are on the road. They are laying 2 points. So Minnesota plus 2. Total is set at 227 right now. And Oklahoma City's healthy. Terrence Ferguson's out. But yeah, he's just a rotational piece. Nothing too crazy there. Steven Adams and Nerlens Noel both are not listed on the injury report. So, you know, this is going to be an easy one for me. Everyone's heard me bash the Minnesota Timberwolves at home. Their home record's terrible. Their home against the spread record is terrible. The Thunder are the best against the spread team in the NBA. Against the spread on the road, they're 17-5. 13-3 in their last 16 games against the spread. I think it's easy to say where I'm going with this. Give me the I'm going to lay the points with the Thunder, and this is an easy mash for me. This is an easy one.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think we're on the same page here again in this game. You know, Minnesota off a back-to-back, played last night at home against the Rockets, kept it close late in the game. Rockets eventually pull away for the cover. I actually had the Rockets in game -4.5 and -5.5. I did not tweet that out. I just was a little busy last night between watching all the games and trying to have some quality time with the fam. But the Timberwolves off a back-to-back, it's not a spot I want to back them. Thunder, however, off a back-to-back are pretty great this year. You know, the Thunder, I think we've talked about this before, okay? The Thunder off a back-to-back are the best team in the NBA at 7-0 against the spread. And the Minnesota Timberwolves off a back-to-back are 2-3-1. So I'm going to just take the easy money here and continue to fade the Minnesota Timberwolves, just like we talk about pretty much almost every podcast. I don't care who's playing for the Thunder. All I know is that the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm going to take Oklahoma City -2 on a back-to-back against the lowly back-to-back Minnesota Timberwolves.
I like that angle. I did not realize that they had 100% cover spread percentage in that situation. That's some good takes right there from Yaira.
Absolutely. And before we jump into the next game, just want to give another shout-out to mybookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. Take some of the bets that Devin and I give you, put them together in a parlay for an even bigger payout. They got more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use the promo code TODAY. That's TODAY, TODAY. To activate the offer. If you go ahead and do that, take a screenshot of your account with the free money in it, send it over to @HoopBallGaming, and we'll enter you in the contest until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to go ahead and get your deposit back up to $200. That's once again, you got to use the promo code on mybookie.ag with TODAY to activate the offer. Let's bet, win, and get paid, guys.
All right, so the last game on the card, we have the Lakers of Los Angeles taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Ooh, Sickers, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, they're pretty sick.
Yeah. Spread is at 4 in favor of the Lakers, and it's an over-under right now of 218.5. Lakers injury list is actually pretty lengthy right now. So Rondo and Kuzma were upgraded to probable. JaVale McGee is questionable. Anthony Davis is back to being questionable with that gluteus maximus injury.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already know what side I like here, and there's a little bit of narrative street take on it. There's a little bit of injury designations. If the Lakers get two or three of these guys, you know, I don't think Kuzma and Rondo are superstars by any means, but if they get Kuzma, Rondo, and McGee all in for this game, I think that's going to push the game at least the spread, you know, another half point maybe. And if they get Anthony Davis, you're going to see this line go from -4 to probably – I'm going to go with -6. And if they could just get everybody back, you know, so I want to jump on this one early before any injuries are ruled in or out, which is kind of off the cuff and opposite of what I normally like to do. But like you said with Drummond in Detroit earlier, that's kind of how I'm feeling with this one. Not to mention, I'm still comfortable with the Lakers covering without those guys. I mean, call me crazy, but LeBron's on his way to passing Kobe. He's got a chance to do it in the historical franchise's home. I think LeBron's going to be ready to go. He's going to be locked in. And 4 points, you know, it's not that much. And the Lakers are a great road team. Philadelphia is 20-2 at home. Lakers are 20-4 on the road. So very even there. You know, it's going to be a good game, I think. I look forward to seeing this game, how it plays out. But I'm going to have to side with the Lakers. And as much as I love Kobe, it'd kind of be cool to see LeBron continue his historic ascent. So,
yeah, that's a interesting take there. I'm going to give you a couple tidbits of information. You might change your mind here, Devin. Here we go. As a home dog, Philadelphia 2-0 against the spread. As an away favorite, the Lakers 7-13 against the spread. Ooh. I mean, it's a little different with Embiid being out, but I think the line maybe, hopefully, can go to 5. I would take the Sixers at +5 and rock with the East Coast, man. I, you know, against the Lakers. I know I'm a West Coast guy. I know I'm from LA, but I don't like this spot for them. I don't like this spot for them. I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers +4 at home as a home dog playing in front of their house.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the Sixers, baby. Let's go. Primetime game, ABC. Ben Simmons is going to show up.
Yeah, I probably should have waited to lock my picks in until after the podcast because you did a little swaying right there.
You know, that's why they keep me around. I'm a well of information.
Yes, you are. All right. Well, that was the last NBA game. Did you want to hop into some college basketball picks?
Yeah, why not? What do we got?
All right. So I gave this stat out yesterday on the podcast with Josh, but I'm going to just, you know, hammer this stat home until it starts trending down.
Give it to us, Devin. Give it to us.
Big Ten teams, Big Ten home teams.
Killing it right now.
129-24 against the spread. 88-57 with 5 pushes. We all saw what Purdue did to Wisconsin last night, and that was a small line. I think that closed at 4 or 5. And I didn't play that game just because I didn't have a lot of faith in Purdue. And there had been a couple of Big Ten teams, home teams, you know, losing last week. You know, Ohio State lost. A couple other teams throughout the week. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But these numbers are staggering. So I'm going to pivot that over to my first pick, and I'm going to side with the best home team against the spread and record-wise in the Big Ten, and that's the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And I am going to lay the points, which is at 13 right now, over Nebraska. You know, Rutgers is 13-0 at home. They're 13-4-1 against the spread and 9-2-1 against the spread at home. Not to mention – they're 10-0 against the spread in the last 10. Nebraska's pretty terrible. I don't have a lot of faith in them. This Rutgers team kind of came out of nowhere, and they're not stopping.
That's a very great point. That trend has really been being talked about a lot lately. As you saw, Indiana got the cover against Michigan State the other night as well in the Big Ten. And, yeah, I'm going to go against that trend here, and I'm going to take Illinois +4 on the road in Michigan. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say no more. Today is Saturday. That means my guys, maybe they had a shot of alcohol last night to celebrate. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they got to bed early. Maybe they didn't. But they know that they need to get up today in front of this Michigan home crowd. I think Livers is still out for Michigan. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and ride with the number 12 team in the country, Illinois, +4 against Michigan today. Early game. It's 9 o'clock. Starts in about 25 minutes here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the road team in the Big Ten today that I really liked. Brad Underwood's doing a great job with that Illini squad.
Yeah, they really look great. I think they came out of nowhere a little bit, no?
Right, yeah. They weren't ranked to start the season. It's been like the last month and a half or so. They finished their non-con schedule up real nicely. They had a tough slate of games. He's got them locked in. That Big Ten's looking more scary and more scary. Very deep.
Going to be a lot of teams in the Big Ten in the dance this year for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Devin, you got any other picks for the listeners today in college basketball?
I've got one last one, and it's probably the most marquee matchup on the slate today.
All right,
and
let's hear it.
That is Houston Baptist at McNeese State. McNeese State's laying 10.5 points, and I'm going to go ahead and lay those points with them. Houston Baptist is not good at all, and they are actually one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in almost every metric in the NCAA as far as against the spread goes, margin of defeat. It's terrible. They're 0-10 on the road. And 3-6-1 against the spread. From the metrics I've seen and some projections, this is probably going to be more of like a 20-point victory for McNeese State. So I'm going to cross my fingers, knock on some wood, put a shamrock in my pocket, and hopefully McNeese State, the Cowboys, take care of business at home and cover this big spread. I'm not too much of a fan of big spreads, but Houston Baptist is, in the words of Sir Charles, terrible.
Sir Charles really knows how to curse a team, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
It's just – I've never seen it before. It's unbelievable. What do you think about this Pitt-Syracuse matchup?
Oh, man, I looked at that one. Syracuse is playing good right now.
But to be a six-point favorite?
Yeah, it went from 4 to 6. So right now, speaking, I think I would probably take the 6 with Pittsburgh. If it was still at the 4, 3.5, I'd probably side with Syracuse. But I feel like Pittsburgh's going to win this game outright. It's at their home court, correct?
It is. Hold on. No, it's at Syracuse.
Oh, it's at Syracuse? I'm still going to roll with Pittsburgh probably winning outright.
Yeah. I took them to +6, but just small. Just a little fun here early in the morning on a Saturday before the world wakes up here on the West Coast. So we'll have a little bit of fun with that. And, with that, any final thoughts, questions, comments for me, for the pod, for the listeners?
Just good luck to everybody, and still very much so appreciative of everything that's been happening here with all the listeners, the followers, the feedback. It's been great, man. It's been so great.
Yeah, absolutely. We love it. And once again, follow us on Twitter. The podcast Twitter handle is at Hoopball Gaming, run by a few of the guys here at the program. So you never know who you're going to catch over there. You can follow me on Twitter as well for my picks every day and updates and live betting at Ira Silver Magic. And you can follow the wonderful, magical Devin Ellington, who's been on a roll lately as well, at D-A-L-E. That's D-A-E-L-L-I-E 007. All right. That wraps it up for the Saturday show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate all the support, as Devin said. I love it. I'm excited. Let's go win some money, guys. And I'll be back on here Monday with Josh Millman. And we'll see you next time. Take care, Devin.
You as well, bud.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.